Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Okay, I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you, sir?
That's me.
Okay. All right, sir, and is your home a single-family home detached, a townhome, apartment, or condominium, or manufactured, or mobile home?
Well, it's a single home, single-family.
Single-family home, okay. And do you own or rent?
Own.
Okay. All right, sir, and can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
1995.
Okay. All right, sir, and how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 1992.
92, about like 20 years, right? Maybe 20 years?
No, about 36 years.
36, okay. 36. Okay, and have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3, Category 4, or a 5?
Both a tropical storm and a Category 1.
And a Category 1, okay. Thank you. All right, sir, and can you tell me the name and the year of the hurricane? Or the tropical storm first?
I think it was called Charlie.
That's a tropical storm or the hurricane.
You know, I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll go with Charlie. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Charlie. Okay, and do you remember the year?
Not really. It was about 20 years ago, I think.
Okay, Charlie. Okay, About 2000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 2000.
And then we had one last year.
And then the tropical storm, what was it? Do you remember the name?
No, it was a hurricane. I can't remember the name.
Okay. My name. Okay. All right, sir, and have you or any adults in the household lived in a home physically damaged by hurricane?
No, we lost some shingles, but that's about it.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
Okay, and okay, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Already have prepared it. I got hurricane windows throughout.
Okay. So you already prepared, right?
Yep.
Okay. Say put like a shutter board or, you know, and up your home, all that, buy supplies and equipment.
We've already got that stored.
Okay. Okay, sir, and then when you begin to prepare your home for hurricane, when a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or when hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours?
We could be secure within a few hours.
Okay. All right, sir. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home, you know, from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, please select your top three sources of information. Would that be internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, or print media, friends and family, or would that be social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp?
We're constantly on the internet, so I would get most of my information there.
Okay, internet, right? Okay.
MTV, obviously.
TV. What about social media, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube?
Facebook.
Okay. All right. All that. Okay, so in, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being, you know, the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
A 4, okay. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? The cost of housing, cost of childcare, property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or, you know, employment, cost of insurance or transportation costs?
None of the above.
None of the above, okay. All right. All right, so is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay, so no, right?
Right, no.
Okay. All right, so when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, like hurricanes condition are possible within 48 hours, or a hurricane warning is issued, you know, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or, you know, a Category 3 hurricane is stronger, was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or the emergency management officials order for you to evacuate, or probably never?
Never.
Okay. All right, so if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? Would that be your local shelter, to your house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state or as far as possible or to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
We would not leave under any circumstances.
Okay. All right, so how many vehicles are available in the household?
2.
And what is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy, sir?
For a hurricane, $8,000.
Okay. Okay, so then, how confident are you that you could come up with $8,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? Would that be
100%.
I'm very certain could come out with full 8,000, right?
Yep, no problem.
Okay. Okay, sir, and how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Would that be decreased significantly over 10% or decreased somewhat, you know, 1-10%, or remain the same or increase somewhat like 1-10% or increase significantly over 10%?
Remained about the same.
Okay, what about 1 to 3 years?
Still about the same.
Okay, 3 to 5?
Still about the same.
And 5 to 10 years?
I would say still about the same.
The same, okay. All right, thank you. All right, so in recent years, there has been, you know, a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
Okay. All right, so if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Would that be the federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
State government.
The state government, okay. All right, sir, now on a scale from 1 to 5, where, you know, 5 is the highest, and how much confidence do you have in the local building codes are being enforced? Would you say no confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high confidence from 1 through 5?
Very high confidence, 5.
Okay, what about the local land use planning into account hurricane risk?
Good, solid.
What number would you say from 1 through 5?
5.
Okay, what about the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Very solid, five.
Five, okay. The new developments take into account flood risk?
Five.
Five, okay. And the last one said the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Yes.
Okay. What number from 1 through 5?
Five.
Five. All right. All right, sir, we're almost done with this survey, okay? I only have a few more questions. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, or do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Not rising.
So do not believe in it happening, right?
Yep, I'm very.
Okay. All right, sir. Most of Florida's, you know, coastal area have a very low elevation under 10 meters, you know, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable, you know, to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area?
Zero.
Okay, so not at all concerned, right?
Right.
All right, sir, now when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Would that be like your neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rates, flood zone, proximity to other family or proximity to job?
Location.
Okay, but first one be location. So let me see. So be like the neighborhood, right? Neighborhood?
Right. Yes.
And what about schools?
I'm 86 years old, so that's not a problem.
What about crime in the area?
Very, very low. Almost non-existent.
So that one will be one of them, right?
Right.
What about price?
Price was very competitive.
Okay, three. All right, sir, and how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would that be less than 1 year, between 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, 5 to less than 10 years, or between 10 to 20 years, or more than that?
Probably 10 more years.
Okay, 5 to 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we'll be finished, okay? Could you please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
65 or older.
Okay, and what is your gender?
Male.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and including yourself, how many people live in your household? Total.
Two.
Two, okay. Under 12 years?
I'm sorry?
Are there any, like, kids under 12 years old?
No, not at all.
Okay, and are 65 and older, just the two, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, and what is your marital status? Single, never married, married with a partner?
Married.
Okay. Married. Okay, and what is the highest grade of a school completed, you know, by an adult member of the household?
Master's degree.
Okay, graduate degree. All right. All right, sir, are you Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No, Caucasian.
Okay, I'll be Caucasian. All right. All right, sir, now what language is most spoken in your home?
English.
English, okay. All right, sir, and please tell me which income range for your household. Would that be under $20,000 a year, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000 a year?
Over 100.
Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation on this survey. Okay, you have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.